Well, that's the beauty and contradiction of school is that originally people within society realized, the people in control of society realized that if children spend all their time with their parents, they will only copy their parents and there won't be any real broader experience and we won't get very far in society. And so it's necessary to draw children out of that environment to give them other kinds of experiences.
I'm surprised to hear that from you because aren't you a big fan of homeschooling?
Remember, it's only good until it's not good anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
See, people think that because you have an opinion, you can't change your opinion.
Gosh. Yes.
Yeah, and this upgrading of opinion is extremely important. And pe most people don't do it. Let's take a really basic example. When you're young, you tend to follow a particular team or like a particular music group, and you kind of stick with that, or that sticks to you throughout your life, right? It doesn't it doesn't get updated or upgraded much, and I realize what the founders of schools realized, which is that we have to draw children out, give them a variety of experiences, open the door, give them an opportunity to escape if they want to escape. However, at the same time, you read throughout history and you realize the first schools were set up in Prussia, in first modern schools were set up in Prussia in pre-Germany, and they were military academies where the government sent soldiers to families' homes, and if the parents didn't give their children to the government, the soldiers killed the parents, right? So that's how schools were started, and that's not good because force equals failure. Force equals failure. The application of force is the inability to explain.
How about the ancient Greek schools?
Oh yeah, they
That,
were
that.
great founding principles. Great until they were not great anymore, as Greece eventually fell apart, right? Which was a so it was a divergence from the original teachings. The trivium was the original teaching of the Greek schools, which was grammar, logic, and rhetoric were the foundational elements. Grammar, because you have to understand the words that you use. Grammar is interestingly not taught in a lot of schools to native English speakers anymore. It's quite frightening. So people don't understand. They don't understand words like opportunity, port, unity, op, port, unity. They don't understand words. In formation, in form, they don't understand. Form, to shape something. People just don't understand the language at all.
But they use
So,
it.
question is, if they are using the language, or if the language is being a tool that's being used to control them. Because if you don't understand what it is that you're using, how do you know that it's not using you? Right. So that it's a complicated question, and words are very meaningful, and there's only two ways to understand human beings. You can scientifically analyze and scan their brains, or you can listen to what they say and watch what they do and see if it's coherent. That's it. There's no other way to understand. So that the analysis is key. And I forgot the point I wanted to make about that, but
We were talking about people, native speakers are at schools are not taught the grammar, but they are
Oh yeah,
using the
the
language. So
trivium, the trivium. Thank you. So,
the
the
trivium.
grammar, logic, and rhetoric. So you learn the structure of language so that you articulate well. Then you, if you have the structure and you understand it, then you have logic in your processes. It's not random. It's organized. And then you have rhetoric, the ability to communicate the ideas in your head to other people. And this is the foundation of all human interaction. And if it's not done well, then we're just, cavemen with big clubs hitting each other, basically, which is a large part of the world. And it's the progress is always further away than we think it is, especially for returning to empathetic people, especially for empathetic people, because just because somebody doesn't want to hurt other people, it doesn't mean that other people don't want to hurt them. Right, so that's why everybody should have guns. It's a controversial statement, but that's why everybody should have guns. Number one, it's responsibility. And number two, if the bad people have guns, the good people need guns. Right? That's why everybody should have guns. See, I know it's controversial. I know it's controversial. But because there is not one single government in history
That doesn't have guns.
that has not subjected and forced its people to slavery eventually. Eventually. There's not one. And remember, just because you are empathetic to other people, it does not mean that other people are empathetic to you. It doesn't mean that. Right? Now remember that 80%, 20% of society understand what's happening. 80% of society don't understand what's happening. Well, how can you give everybody guns? I'm not giving everybody guns. I'm just saying that if the bad people have power, the good people need to counter that power in some way. And the only way is through responsibility. And the only way to be responsible is to take control. And here's another thing. I know some millionaires, and every single millionaire I know has a gun. Every one of them, without question, they've all got guns. And the simple reason is they've seen how the world works. They've seen. It's the people at the bottom of the pyramid who's saying that everybody should be nice to each other. It's like, that's a great idea. Perhaps in 1,000 years we'll get there, right? Perhaps in 1,000 years we'll get there, but not everybody has empathy. We have to develop our empathetic skills first. And the good people of society are going to be run over by the dark by the dark element. And this is, that's what Christian that's the Bible and the teachings of Christianity. Look what happened to Jesus, for God's sake, right? Right? The poor man didn't stand a chance, right? And we still live in a world where we're throwing stones at women because they wore nice clothes, right? We still live in this.
True, true. Not the whole world, but there are still parts in the world that's happening.
Oh yeah. This ridiculous amounts of inequality, and it's still that exist around the world. So, yeah, it's look into the studies of history, right? There's not one government that hasn't turned on its people eventually. There's not one in human history. There's not one society that hasn't fallen apart and had the government use its soldiers to attack its people. And so, To prevent that eventuality, it is necessary to balance the equation. And that is why free speech should be protected by some kind of power or force or authority. Jesus's disciples walked around with swords, right? There was a very good reason for that. Yeah. It's and I look, I realized this when I was very young, that if there's two people and person A is preaching the polite, nice world society view, you're Gandhi, you're Martin Luther King, you're, I don't know, Mother Teresa, question mark, you are John F. Kennedy, whatever, right? And the other person just pulls out a gun and blows your brains out. You've lost. You've lost because
That's true. But like having a gun on the other side, is that really going to help?
no, it's not, but it's the realization that the criminals are always going to have access to those things because they're criminals.
And they are everywhere.
There's a lot of there's a lot of them, and they're not, it's not always painted as bad as it is. People just survive the only way they know how to survive, right? That's a crazy thing, right? People do whatever they think is the right thing to do, even if it is actually wrong. It doesn't matter because they're doing all they know. People don't wake up in the morning and say, "I'm going to do lots of bad stuff today." They don't do that. People wake up in the morning and in general they're like, "Well, I'm going to make today the best day that I can make it." I think that's how the world works. And but for some people that means doing really
Better.
bad stuff because that's all they know. That's the environment that they've grown up in, and that's where school originally came in as a way of, look, the world's a bigger place. There's more possibilities, there's more opportunities. Not everyone has the same opinion as you, and that's okay. We have to learn to. Great things you can learn at school that you have to spend time with people you don't like very much. Fuck, I'm stuck with these idiots for a year in the same room. Oh my God. Sorry, but what do I take from this? Well, you can learn something from it, right? Learn that the world is full of people who have completely the opposite opinion, but that's okay. Right? That's okay. Yeah, you don't need to be resentful or aggressive. You can disagree completely, totally, vehemently. You can disagree and still accept everything. People think you have to disagree in a aggressive, violent, confrontational way. I had to I was involved in some legal situation a few years ago, and I had to agree to resolve this legal problem with a group of people, and at the end, everybody had to, like a jury kind of situation in a court, everyone had to agree on the result was fair. Yeah. And it came to, like I was asked, "Do you agree with this conclusion?" I said, "No." "No," I said, "I think it's terrible." And people are like, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" And I said, "Well, wait." And people are like, "Oh no, you have to change your mind." And blah, blah. I was like, no, wait. I said, "I've got an opinion. It's much of my experience. I'm just saying that it seems like a terrible idea to me. However, I accept it because the world's bigger than me. I'm in a minority in this situation. And I'll tell you something else. History tends to show that the minorities are more often correct than the majorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I accept it. I disagree with it. And I want you to know that I disagree with it and I don't like it, but I accept it. I'm not resentful or angry or, frustrated about it. That's the way it is. It's some games you win, some games you lose, you move on. You don't hold on to the loss like it's everything. Yeah. And people have such a hard time dealing with the fact that you can disagree but still accept. Because everyone's like, "Oh no, you're so wrong, but don't you realize blah 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 blah." I'm like, "Oh, I just got an opinion." Right? It is there's a because there's in the world there's a very thin line between doing what's right or doing what you think is right and doing what you think is right no matter what. And there's a lot of people who have a Machiavellian approach to life, which is it doesn't matter how they do it as long as they get the result that they want. But that means forcing other people to be different, and force equals failure. So with my partner, we have disagreements, but we don't let that destroy us. Yeah, because it's okay, right? Because it's like I've just got a different opinion. Yeah, it's like my opinion's different, but I do. If we have to vote on it and I lose. That's okay.
How
Maybe.
do you vote between two people? How do you vote?
Well, you can include the kids, right? So the kids can have a say. It doesn't mean you're going to do everything that the kids want, because you just would have ice cream every day, and that's not cool. So,
Yes.